Good morning.
Good morning.
Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, Gwen and I were talking to friends, relatives on the phone, cooking in the kitchen. Gwen supervises, I'm her hands. And so we're in the kitchen, and it's really light and fun. We're having a good time. Really, all day it was fun. And then about 4 o'clock, I got a call from the doctor that Gwen's kidneys were not operating properly. So, and wanted to see a kidney specialist right away. Well, you know, it was really really buckled my knees for a bit. And I just felt like I couldn't breathe. And you know, it's funny, the devil is so good. His timing, the timing had to be caused by the devil. You know, it was the last thing that that I was thinking about or expecting. So it really took the wind out of my sails for a bit. And sometimes these days, never before, but these days I don't always tell when, if the news is really not good news, I don't always tell it the full extent. And this is one of those times I decided I wouldn't, at least not until I felt that I could deliver the news properly. Mm. So, but you know, the devil does his best, but he's not that good. So, because that's Wednesday. See, I come here on Wednesday. So, you know, when I'm coming to God's house, once I'm here, you know, I'm good.
Amen.
And
amen.
The first lady was here. The pastor was here. We talked, prayed, and so when I left, I was good. I was back. I was back. So that I was able to go and talk to Gwen and deliver the news, not with a full weight that it was given me, but at least so that she would understand what was going on. So, again, you know, what the devil meant for bad, God turned for good.
Yes,
we have faith, and we're really stronger than ever. So I just wanted to tell you about that.
Great. I totally don't get this flash, and I'll tell you why. That is amazing.
Yes, he is.
He's just amazing. I you know, he said to do the reflections, and I'll tell you a little bit first. You know, Brother Les told us about Gwen, and you know, what the doctor said about her kidneys, and I was very disturbed by that. And I got a report about my brother. He has a brain tumor, and you know, it's stage 4, and the doctor said that, you know, he wasn't going to make it. And we went to see him the other day, and he was in really bad shape from when I saw him about 2 months ago. And that really, really, like Brother Les said, just shook me to my core. And, you know, I was very grateful that my kids were there, and Christian and Jeff, and we were all there together. And I'm just grateful to have him there, you know, as support. But on the ride home, I was just like, Lord, I was just shaken. I just didn't understand it. Like, what? I didn't even know what to say. And I was like, baffled. Like, what in the world is going on? Like, you know, and it's just something about, you know, your faith. You just have faith that things are going to work out a certain way, and then when you see them turn in another way, it just shakes you. Like, what's going on? That's not what I believe. That's not what you said, you know. And you know, I really struggle with that, you know, that night, I don't think that anybody could tell, but to the next morning I did. And, Jeff was talking to me and he was trying to tell me that, you know, everything was going to be okay, and he was trying to encourage my heart. Come on in. Praise the Lord. But he was just trying to tell me that all would be well. He was just trying to encourage my heart and let me know that in spite of what I see or how I'm feeling, that I can still go on and continue to be who I am.
Yeah.
Like, because I was feeling a little stressed because we had Sunday was coming, and I was feeling like, okay, I have all this pressure on me. I have this blow that just hit me with my brother. How am I supposed to get up before people and talk about faith? And my faith was just thrown to the curb. How am I supposed to do that? And he says, you just still continue to be who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, but it just really hit me like, God, how will you let this happen? And then God brought me to a scripture on Saturday morning. And it was 1 Corinthians 5-7, very 2 Corinthians 5-7, very simple scripture. You don't even have to turn it, but everybody knows it. And it's simple scripture. We walk by faith, not by sight. That's it. We walk by faith, not by sight. And then I was reminded of a devotional that I read. And in the devotional, it had this quote. We don't walk spiritually by an electrical light, but by a handheld lantern. And a lantern shows only the next step, not several steps ahead. Our walk is one of faith, step by step, moment by moment, decisions. And so that's what I've been meditating on, just that we don't walk. Walking by faith is like, you don't know what God is going to do. We never know what God is going to do. That's why we in our walk with faith, we anticipate that what we believe God is going to do, God will do. Mm-hmm. So when things happen the way they do, that we don't expect, that's why we get shaken. That's why we get thrown off. Because, you know, when the doctor says, this is going to happen, we say, oh, and that's not what we believe, that's why we get thrown off, because we say, oh, no, that's not what I was believing. But faith is taking a step one by one, like this, one by one, one by one. We only see in this present moment. That's what it is. You know, you don't see all the way ahead. And that's when God, I was sitting back there and he said, go get the flashlight. So that's why I get this flashlight. So I'm going to show you something, because I hope I do it right. I want you to cut out the light for a second. Because God said we don't walk. Like, you see this kind of light for a second. I'm going to show you. You see all this light. Mm-hmm. So we can see over there. Mm-hmm. We can see over there. Mm-hmm. So if not walking by faith, we can see all of this stuff ahead of us, right? Because mm-hmm. we can see everything. Now, walking by faith, colorful lights. Walking by faith, you can't see, right? Mm-hmm. You can't see nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, walking by faith, you can only see what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
Right in front of you. Mm-hmm. So you see take the light. You walk each step by step. You see yes. right in front of you. That's walking by faith.
Yes.
Light by light, mm-hmm. step by step. Mm-hmm. That's what God said. Mm-hmm. That's how we walk. Walk by faith, not by sight. Mm-hmm. That's how you walk, by faith. That's what God says. That's why he told me to get the flashlight, Bishop. Praise the Lord. Yeah. He's telling me like, that's what you see. Yeah, so anyway, so that's our walk. We walk by faith, not by sight. So when things, God wants us to believe in him. In spite of like the things that we see, you know, we can sort of see things ahead, because God wants us to see things ahead. He wants us to believe in his word. He wants us to hope in his word. That's what faith is, to hope. You know, faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? Things hoped for. So God wants us to hope. So we need to hope for things. But we also need to know that we need to go step by step and not jump ahead.
Mm.
That's where God wants us. Because when we try to jump ahead, that's not walking by faith. We have to go step by step. We jump ahead and we end up falling back. We end up having our knees buckled and things like that. So that's not where God wants us. So anyway, I was able to share what I think God is sharing with me, to try to encourage me where I am, you know, concerning my brother. I don't know. I know what the doctor said. You know, they said that, you know, he's not going to make it, but they said that before, you know, and he did. So, you know, it's been 3 years, so I don't know. So, but God knows. So all I'm going to do is just keep hoping and believing that God knows, and God, I'm just going to trust God. That's all I can do.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I have something here in Proverbs 27 that it kind of goes with what Sister Evelyn was saying. I guess it's 27:1. I guess that's probably going to be it. When you're having it, to say amen.
Amen.
So it says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day might bring. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. So I kind of say, like when Sister Emily was talking, you know, about the faith, how we're supposed to be walking little by little, you know. And to me, this verse here also kind of symbolizes the same thing. As to, you know, we have to, sometimes we worry about what tomorrow is going to bring, you know, how the bills are going to get paid, you know, am I going to keep my job, you know, am I going to find the right person for me, you know, we worry about tomorrow. And I guess this morning what God wants to tell us is, you know, don't worry about tomorrow, I got you, you know, and just have faith that you know that he is walking with us each step of the way.
Wow.
So that's why I was like, I have to go after Sister Evelyn, because it was just right there with what she was saying. And I also want to say, I just want to give thanks to God for everything that he has done in my life. You know, it's just like so amazing. Sometimes I say to God, should I share? You know, should I share? Or should I just stay quiet? Should I just stay humble? You know? But now that I see so many ladies, I think that it's good to share it. That, you know, most of y'all knew that it was a big struggle with me and my husband, you know? And this was for years. This is not just now. It was just for years that I would go to church by myself all the time, just with the kids and everything. And it would be, I hated Sundays. I hated Sundays because Sunday was the struggle for me to get them ready and to come to church. And then once God bring me to this church here, I saw so many men, you know. And it was like in the other church that I went, it was more ladies, you know. So I felt that a little bit more comfortable because I'm like, okay, he's not here, but that's okay. The spouses are not here either. But then I come here and I see that the men's are there and the wives are there, and I'm like, okay, so that kind of put like a little more pressure on me. So, and I think that kind of got me upset, you know, to the point that on Sundays, it was a struggle each Sunday. So, and to get them ready. So I started having a habit, which it was, I would leave the kids, I would get myself ready, and I would say, this is a day for me. But that's not what God wanted. He's like, you know, I'm gonna wake up your whole family. You know what I mean? So do it the right way. It's a struggle, but keep doing it. And I would be like, and I would fight, you know, even when I was praying, crying, I'm like, how long more I have to wait? You know, and it's so amazing how God, you know, one day he just said he's gonna start coming to church, you know? And to me, that's amazing that's how God works. And Chris, I would say that it's so many changes with him, because not only coming to church, he do stuff that I cannot even believe. Like Sunday, yesterday, for example, he was like, let's go buy a tree. So we went, we got the tree for the kids and everything. And I'm thinking, that's it. So when we drive it with the tree and we put our little supplies to put on the tree, I was like, that's it. In my mind, I was like, that's it. But then he's like, oh, now let's go to the 99 cent store to get more stuff, because we're going to do it today with the family. You know, and it's not bragging about it. It's just to give the glory and honor to God, because he was making way. Amen. Who next?
Thank the Lord. Okay.
How many today are happy for this beautiful day?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the day who God gave to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one thing I gotta say is my Spanish. Mm-hmm. So I have something over here to share. And it's in James 5:9. I'll read it in Spanish here. You follow me in English. Everybody having? Amen.
Amen.
Hermanos, no os quejéis unos contra otros, para que no seáis condenados. He aquí, el juez está delante de la puerta. Yeah?
Amen.
So we have to know about this beautiful word God gave to us. Because we always have a lot of complaints about who is here, who is that, what the other do, how they wear, what kind of clothes who have to use, how they look like. So this is God, not like that things for us. We have to keep the word of God, follow him. O sea, continuemos buscando la palabra de Dios.
Continuar.
Follow. Follow him.
Amen.
This is the words of God. We have to think about Job, right? How many things happened to him? A lot of things. Mm-hmm. But he always believed. He always trusted to God. Mm-hmm. This is the words God said to me today. So everybody, we have to follow God.
Amen.
And believe and trust him. Number one, trust is number one. A lot of things, a lot of blessings I have in my life. But not me. It's because God wants to. I have all the things I have. I try in whatever. We have money. But always I got something in my pocket. Never I need something. Always God provide to me.
Praise,
because my life is with God.
Praise
God.
Praise
is my supply. Mm-hmm. He provides everything. He's my I don't know how to say that in English.
Provider.
He is my provider.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So everybody, we have to think God is so good to us.
Amen.
So everybody have something to say thank you.
Amen.
To God. Everybody.
Everybody.
The day. It's so beautiful when you get up in the morning and look the light. And you don't know where the light coming from. Mm. when you saw a light beautiful, and you said, wow, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Because you, at the time, you can move your foot, you can walk, you can do a lot of things during the day. I was sitting 24 months, lying down in bed. 24 months in nursing home.
Wow.
I can walk. But look at me. Now I'm so crazy. I can sit in the house. I can sit here and live. Yes. Who did that? God.
Amen.
No one can do what God can do.
Amen.
Because the people always think about, hey, the doctor. No. The doctor can do nothing without God. God give the provision,
yes,
to the doctor. Mm-hmm. He provide something to the doctor, and he give the intelligence to the doctor and knowledge to the doctor, because yeah, only like that the doctor can do things.
Yeah.
Like God give to us the knowledge, give to us to we learn to read the word. He understand the words. It's because God gave that understanding to us.
Yes.
We have to continue. Follow. Yeah, my daughter. God bless everybody. I'm happy.
Amen.
To stay in the church. Amen. The next one. Come ahead.
I know I don't. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know I don't deserve to be so. But I don't have a Bible verse. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say thank you, first of all, to my mom and my wife, mm-hmm, and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, it's been in a struggle throughout our marriage. But I mean, God is good.
Yes,
He's always
is
there for us.
Yeah.
My mom, I mean, like, she's a strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was dealing with cancer back, mm-hmm, in the days. She was in bed for she was hurting. But he got us through that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's here with us.
Right.
And I thank God for that. It's just amazing the way he works on our life.
Yeah.
And I just feel, you know, grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I do appreciate you guys too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this for me is like, you know, family.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, we here in New Jersey, and it's just us, you know, even though we got family in New York, but I mean, like, it's not the same, you know, crossing that border and, you know, you gotta pay whatever. Go out there. But, you know, this bring me closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I see the changes,
yeah,
you know, that he has done in my life. And, you know, in my job, you know, and I mean, in my house, now I think differently on how to see life,
oh,
you know, and, you know, I know it's little by little, I still haven't changed completely, so that's why I don't deserve it, you know, but I know that day gonna come.
Yeah.
And I'm here, and this is for me, it's like, wow, it's a step.
Amen.
Because I will never say this, and I will never do this, you know, before. So I just wanted to say thank you, guys, and thank everybody. Thank you.
Seeing true and real change.
Amen.
That's only God.
Yes, it is.
As I told Sister Evan, I said I have a little short sermon that God gave me something a few months ago, and I've been, you know, poking and stabbing at it, but yeah, I guess today's the day to share it with.
Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If you have your Bibles on, you can turn to the book of Mark, the second chapter. That's the book of Mark, the second chapter. And I will be reading from the first verse down to the fifth verse. And the word of God reads, it said, and again, he, meaning Jesus, entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door, and he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I grew up, you know, back in the 80s, you know, I listened to rap music. Mm-hmm. You know, it was the beginning of rap music. We have Run DMC. But my favorite group at that time was Houdini. I love Houdini. They had songs like 5 Minutes of Funk, you know, Funky Beat and everything. But one of the songs that was really prolific was called Friends. They say, "Friends, how many of us have them?" Y'all gonna rap, "Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them?" You know. And the thing is, when God told me about this, you know, this whole thing about four friends, that song came to my mind because I was wondering, how many friends do we really have in life? How many friends do we truly have, or people within the church, who will see us sick and will actually do something? Wow. You know, because there's people in the church, they would rather have, you know, talk about us, gossip, whatever. But I want someone who's a friend of mine, who see me sick, who could pull me to the side and say, "James, let's deal with this, or let's talk about this." Let give me a friend who would say, "Okay, let me just, as these four guys did, run them to Jesus, will bring me, you know, to the Word of God, you know, not just something that would, you know, just continually have one or doing, you know, which is wrong." You know, that's why I needed four friends. And the thing about, I like about this, is that the four friends, they didn't, you know, they tried one way, they didn't stop because it was blocked. The door was, it was so crowded, they couldn't go through the door. So they tried through to go this way, it was blocked. So they had to take their friend that was carrying their friend. They had to go onto the roof and break the roof so they could actually carry and level their friend to Jesus. Mm-hmm. How many of us would be actually a friend to a person who actually would go to that route? Because sometimes, I'll admit it myself, you know, I'm like, if you don't want to listen to me the first time, I'm like, well, okay, bump you, you know. But God don't want that. You know, God wants to say, hey, sometimes we're just going to have to be patient with people and be compassionate towards them. And so, okay, carry them, even though, you know, they would be, you know, get on our last nerves, you know, but he wants to carry us to carry them to God.
Yes.
So that's just a short sermon that, you know, I'm going to be working on this, but I want to know how many of us will be actually be friends to someone who is sick, who is down, to carry them to Jesus, and how many of us do have friends in our own circle who will carry us to Jesus when we are sick.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.